Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I am sullied. Suicide before dishonor in occupied Iraq. I wish he wouldn't have done that. I cannot support a mission that leads to corruption, human rights abuse, and liars. I am sullied. That is soiled, dirtied, corrupted. I came to serve honorably and feel dishonored, death before being dishonored anymore. And that's what a special forces colonel who then got into investigation said in a suicide note. Maybe you think it's really suicide. Either way, it's bad. Now I want to get into where the levees bombed. You know, it's now hitting the Associated Press, MSNBC. Patriot Act may be renewed without reforms. U.S. military continues Iraq propaganda operation despite probe. We're going to get into that. Air marshals put guns to other passengers' heads. And some of the details begin to emerge of this mentally ill person, this drugged out person, this serotonin reuptake inhibitor victim. I blame that more than the air marshals of what happened yesterday in Miami, and any of us could be next. And we'll also get into Village Voice asking what brought down WTC-7 and other questions. For 4 years later, we still have 10 big questions. And we'll also get into just a host of other important issues. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Tom in Ohio, you're on the air. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, it's Tom from Ohio, Alex. I haven't talked to you for a long time. But I listen to you all the time. I wanted to talk to you a few years ago about Nazi Germany. A friend of mine was in a Nazi Germany camp. He brought me up to date on everything years ago. And right now, I've handed out your movies and handed them out. And one guy at church, I gave him one on 9/11. And he gave it to the fire department next door to him. And you wouldn't believe the police come and visit him and see what he was about.
I need to get people like you. I need to get your name and phone number. I need to, like, do a film where I fly to all these towns. I mean, it's been in the newspaper before. Kelly Rushing there in Lyon County, Kentucky, no criminal record, upstanding family, businessman. Yeah. And he just gave the state police officer a Ron Paul speech in Road to Tyranny, and they charged him with the Ron Paul speech and the other, and they said, this is terrorism. A congressman in the Capitol giving a speech, they said that particularly was even worse. And I talked to the judge personally on the phone. I called him, and they tried to put him in jail for several years, calling it threatening. Nicely, here, officer, you need to know about this. Ooh, a congressman. Man, I'm going to... That's how... Remember the judge who arrested the guy for putting a sign in his yard saying our judicial system is a joke? You know, that was, just type it into Google, folks. And then the court and sent his deputies out to arrest a prominent member, well, big business owner there in that town. But I get these reports. They are of the minority, but it is happening. Tell us about this. Tell me about the evil of what video you gave him and the evil video he gave the fire department and why the cops think it's illegal.
Oh, 9/11. They watched it. And they called the police. They had to call the police. They come to his apartment and talk to him. And I think undercover police come there, talk to him. Never threatened him taking jail or anything for, well, what he's told me. And then he was watched for about a month by undercover police. Okay. Then he's not watched anymore. But I think he had problems now. He worked for Jeep up in Toledo. And I think the way it looks, Allie, I'm not sure on this, and he's not sure for sure either, but they worked him over. They put him, like,
let me tell you something. Stay there. I'll come back to you. Let me tell you something. They're trying to create a chilling effect because they're panicking. The criminals are losing control. You know, the Founding Fathers went through a lot economically for what they did, but in the end, it was the Redcoats that had to go back to England. And it's like the head of the cable and internet company in Knoxville. I mean, he was a big exec. Fired because he believes in the New World Order. Stay there.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I could do a whole radio broadcast on this, but I really do want to get back into the news. There's so many headlines, so much to talk about, so much going on. Really important information coming up, so please stay with us. And I'm going to cover that here in just a few minutes after we finish up with this caller and one other item. But it was in the local paper in Lyon County, Kentucky, just reporting on it like they were reporting on the price of cattle or the price of eggs down at the supermarket. Local Kelly Rushing, member of the community, no criminal record, living at such and such address. His family's big in the community, just, you know, nice Christian family. He's a middle-aged man, owns a business. He gave a videotape of a congressman giving a speech and another film by Alex Jones to the local state police officer, and he has been arrested and is being charged with a terroristic threat against the officer. And they took him into court, and they told the jury, this video is threatening and anti-law enforcement. We want you to give him 2 years per count each video. And the jury just said, are you crazy? But, I mean, I talked to the judge on the phone. I called him up at home and was polite to him, and I said, what's wrong with you? This is America. He goes, well, I'm not going to talk about the case, but these videos are anti-law enforcement. I mean, what is wrong with you? You people are the sickest scum on earth. This is America, you scum. The congressman's video on the floor of the House in the Capitol, have you heard of it? Yeah, I mean, this is... Folks, if I wrote satire about a ridiculous police state, it wouldn't be this ridiculous. It's so insane. And I get these reports every few weeks. Again, it's the minority of people Why do you think the AP and all these big newspapers and CNN was reporting, oh, the head of the major cable company in Knoxville, Tennessee, also ran the big internet company. He believed that the government could have been involved in 9/11. And then and obviously, we're on in Knoxville. We're busy getting him on. I bet you my bottom dollar he's a listener because we're on there. WBCR goes into Knoxville. It's outside Knoxville. And he said this. He's a successful executive, sterling record in the community. I mean, and boom, they said, you're fired, buddy. We're not going to have that. There have been at least 7 cases of people I know personally who worked for Dell Computers for years and did absolutely nothing wrong. And you're allowed to go on the internet during lunch and things like that. You cannot visit porn, hate, gambling, and what was the 4th thing? There's 4 categories: porn, hate, gambling, and hacking. My Infowars.com and Prison Planet, but the cases I've all heard of are Infowars, are in the hate category, where you'll read MSNBC, and where you'll read the Associated Press, and where you'll read BBC, mainly. And our own articles are all backed up and documented. Totally. I mean, neurotically. Mainstream news articles don't have hyperlinks every other word like we do. It's just a new standard in journalism. Now, so I'm sitting here dealing with this, and I know people. I mean, I have friends who they get called in. You've worked here 6 years? Mm-hmm. Well, you violated our policy visiting hate sites. What do you mean? We consider Infowars.com a hate site. Get your stuff and get out. Security will escort you out of the building. I mean, the second you visit Infowars.com, and now I'm reading articles about where companies are snooping on what their employees visit when they're at home. Oh, and we caught the police captain smoking a cigar at a party, and we have a policy against smoking. You're fired, too, for that. See, it's everybody. This is economic terrorism. This is America. You people are the traitors. You're the ones that ought to be arrested. I'm serious, folks. You know, you can have a policy at a job. Fine. That's police state. We boycott Dell. Remember the gun company called up to buy guns? To buy a computer for their gun company? And they said, it has the word gun in your company. Sorry. And we're reporting you. We're not selling you computers. Guns! Guns are illegal! Guns! Guns! Remember that? Combat arms, wasn't it? So we're about to go back and let Tom finish up very quickly here. But folks, this is not a joke. This is not a game. This is really happening. And if you're buffaloed by it, I mean, this is classical tyranny. If you let them, if you're afraid, I might get... Now, of course, a lot of places you'll get a job because you're anti-New World Order. A lot of places, you know, the police chief will call you in and go, officer, I hear you're about the New World Order. Well, so am I. I come to a meeting at my house on Sunday. I mean, that's actually getting more common than not. This stuff's gotten so extreme that a lot of people that didn't believe us are now joining our team. I mean, because it's real, folks. They had some cop show. It's a regional show. It's not the show Cops. I've got it somewhere where they pull the guy over and he's got my videos and they take him to jail for some other reason and make a big deal about my videos on TV. We've confirmed that on military bases, I knew this years ago, if they catch you with my videotapes, they'll kick you out. They'll run you till you throw up if you're lucky. Oh, my gosh, we've got an Alex Jones video. And this isn't some big plug for my videos. This is really happening. Why my videos? Because they're effective. They're true. I don't claim they want to put microchips in you. I show the federal documents and Pentagon plan, and then I show a bunch of people like Sean Hannity and Andy Rooney saying we all need to be made to take them. I'm not saying that. They are. I don't claim FEMA says all Christians are terrorists and America's bad and the Founding Fathers are evil. I have actual video of them in front of a huge group of police teaching them this. You see, we have you, traitor criminal scum. We have you. Do you understand? You can't stop us, you scum bags that want to destroy this country, and you're not going to get away with it because there's a lot of us that aren't afraid of you, and we know what you are, and we're going to expose you. All right, I'm getting really mad. This is America. Arresting people for giving out Ron Paul speeches. The famous neocon speech. Where he laid out their own books they've written where they say they want to destroy America. And that stupid state police officer sat there and watched a veteran, a doctor, an American, a congressman with a sterling voting record read out of their own publications where they said they're going to destroy this country. And that freaked that cop out so much, that upset him so much, that he decided to go arrest an American and become what was in that video. Become what we're talking about. Become the scum of the earth. Absolute filth. Absolute trash. I got to go to this important item here. Last caller for a while here. Tom, finish up your point about your friend who gave it to the... Oh, let me tell you what happened here. The fire departments all fight over my videos in Austin. See, they don't have them all. And I say keep doing it. Keep arresting people for videos. Keep it going. Just keep doing it. Keep arresting people who put a sign saying our judicial system's a joke, because it is. Just keep doing it. Just keep showing us what you are. You're going down. I'm sorry. Tom, go ahead and finish up.
Hey, this guy ain't working yet. They took him out of his job and probably, they think he's a nutcase, okay?
Oh, that's the thing. Oh,
yeah,
we're nuts because we can read federal documents.
Oh, and I gave him different officers and that. One day I was going to give another one to this officer, and he wouldn't take it. He said, I can't take them.
What specific video was it that you gave your friend that freaked him out so much?
9/11. That was to the fire department.
No, boy. And so it upset them to see Firefighter Engineering publication saying that it had to be controlled demolition, I guess. And I guarantee you that magazine was on the shelf there, but those guys don't even read it. Why don't they call the police on Firefighter Engineering? Here, go arrest them. Fire them. Thanks for the call.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, real fast, sir.
Hey, we have a camp put up this summer around me about 50 miles. It's done. And they haven't used that space in it. And
okay, send me some info. I got to jump, sir. Thank you. I got a ton of news. In fact, I'll be lucky if I can even go to Ian and Wolfgang and Daryl and a few others. I mean, I just got to cover news first. But right now, I ask him in here because Ted gave me a deal last week to offer the listeners that was still the deal from 3 weeks before that. The price now, I guess, of a month ago of gold. And it's now gone up even more, well over 500. And these are going to be gone soon. They're in-house there at the at Midas Resources, the owner of Genesis, the GCN radio network. And when they're gone, they're gone. And I am taking any discretionary income I've got, non-discretionary, and I just bought more gold, a few more pieces, you know, every time I can, because the gold I bought 4 or 5 years ago has doubled now in value, and the stock market is down many, many points. What they do is they take the losers out of the Dow and the NASDAQ. It's total smoke and mirrors. The economy is in deep, deep trouble, but even with them monkeying with it, it's down, okay? Even with cookbooks, it's down. Ted, tell them about the deal you got. What to hold you over? Is that my ranting went over? But tell us about the new deal, Ted.
Well, here's what the thing is. First of all, gold right now is at 520. So that's a huge increase. The next resistance level is around 540. This is really ridiculous. Yeah, you're right. I put together that deal for you. I asked you to talk about it. We didn't get a chance to do it. We're going to do it at the same price. It's $10 gold pieces at $364 per coin. I know that the $10 Liberty has already gone up about $10.
They sold for what, around $750 in the 80s?
Yep, they did. As a matter of fact, gold was less expensive today than it was then, and they were trading that for that price back then. The supply on these coins, Alex, there's roughly about maybe 200,000 coins available for people to be bought, and then there's none to go around. After that, zero. People are buying these coins, they're putting them away. Hoarding them, whatever you want to call
Bottom
it.
Bottom line, you're getting them at near bullion melt prices with a collectible value added, so it means it's non-reported and it's non-confiscatable.
I think people should have a second option, too, here, though. I put together a group of silver dollars, and we all know what silver is doing right now. It's practically $9 an ounce. Right now it's $8.91. So $9 away.
That's up a couple bucks, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Do you want to go over this?
Of course, we have to. Yeah, I got frothing. I know you've been holding for 15 minutes, boss. But I drug him in here because I buy gold from this guy. I buy water filters from our sponsors. I don't I don't push the magic junk on you folks. I just real stuff. You know, I believe in guns, gold, and God. We'll be right back.
Attention drivers. Poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents and fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has always chosen socialist one-worlders for its leadership? Did you know that the United Nations seeks power to control the environment, population, children, and the whole world? They want to dissolve our Constitution and Bill of Rights. We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. And request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Folks, I hate to toot our horn here. What have we not been right about? Now, I've been saying for the last 6-7 years that I've been pushing gold, and if I talk the talk, folks, I walk the walk, that I don't care if it goes up. It at least has more intrinsic value than a fiat dollar. And that all the trends show that when the euro emerged and all this happened over time, that the dollar is only going to go down and the gold's only going to go up. And so my investment has doubled. And it's a small investment. I mean, I haven't bought a lot of gold. A few coins here, a few coins there. Over time, that builds up into a nice little pile, but it's not that much. But I guess it's double what it would have been. I mean, you know, this is what we're talking about. Ted, give them the specials. It looks like it's even going to go up more from here, but that doesn't frankly matter to me. I just bought a few more coins from you the other day because I know this is gold. This is something that's going to be good, you know, even if an asteroid hits the world and we go back to caveman time.
Well, that's exactly right. Gold is way better than paper currency, especially considering the fact that the paper currency is nothing but a mirror of the United States debt. But here's what I was offering. Silver was, what, $7.60 an ounce, roughly, trading there? Silver dollars haven't moved yet, Alex. We haven't even focused on them. I don't know why anybody hasn't mentioned this. They're currently right now at $12.75 a piece. They were $12.75 a piece then, and they still are today. Currently right now, silver, however, is almost at $9 an ounce, almost a dollar and a half higher than where they were before. The silver dollars are obviously something that's very short supply, been very high demand. You go to eBay and try to buy silver dollars, you'll be paying $15 to $20 a piece for them. I've got them by the bag right now at $12.75 a coin.
By the way, Ted, you've said that before, and my wife's a big eBay fan. She went and looked at it. They were selling $18, $20 a piece.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. You're going to get, I mean, people can buy them by the bag from me and sell them by the coin on eBay and pick up a profit right away. But this is the thing. Right now you have the $10 gold pieces. They're trading at $3.64 a piece. The silver dollars are at $12.75. It's kind of a secret about the silver dollars because they're going to go up as soon as the supplies, you know, people start buying those, boom, they go up in price. So call 1-800-686-2237. If you'd like to have the gold, go with the gold $10 gold piece. If you'd like to get involved with the silver, just think about it. If you put a silver dollar, and these are the silver dollars that were minted back at the turn of the century.
They're a great Christmas gift.
You put one in your kid's hand and your relative's hand and anybody you know. They know they have value there. There's absolutely no question.
Hey, Ted, I don't want to throw another deal at them out of here, but we still have the Citizen Rulebook deal where you get a silver dollar and two Citizen Rulebooks, the Bill of Rights, Constitution, what juries and grand juries mean, what America's really all about, power-packed books. What is it, $24.95? Can people get those too?
Yeah, and that's exactly the same price as it was back when silver was at, what, $5 an ounce here, or $3 an ounce about 3-4 years ago. We haven't changed that either. A really good opportunity, Alex. But once again, call 1-800-686-2237. Ask for the silver dollars. Ask for the $10 gold pieces. You just can't go wrong. Right now, we're looking at gold at $5.20. Silver's at $8.91 an ounce. Things are happening in this market, and obviously...
Well, Ted, I mean, for those that don't understand, you've got coins locked in for a month, still selling them at that price, and believe me, I shop around, folks. I get them from Ted because it's on the low end of cost-wise. It's a free country, free market. There's a small amount of markup there for the people to take your order and, you know, to keep the lights on here at the network. This is a holding of Midas Resources, but it is a smart thing to do. These are good coins to have. I personally am just bought some of these very coins on Monday, and then I meant to have Ted on and just never did because I've been, as you know, frothing. But give Ted a call right now. Ted, give him that number.
It's 1-800-686-2237. Mention that you heard it on the Alex Jones Show. We'll get them right out to you. We really appreciate you listening, and we appreciate your support and all of the business that you've already done with Midas Resources. Is what kept this particular show going and as strong as it is, and Alex Jones, obviously, and all you listeners. So once again, I want to thank you. Call 1-800-686-2237. Those silver dollars are what I call a sleeper. Nobody's paid attention to them yet. They'll be going up in price.
What are you selling those, by the bag or the roll?
You can pick them up by the roll of 20. Like I said, they're $12.75 a piece. A bag is $1,000. A lot of people pick up the bags, too, but you have to have 12.
Are you breaking them down if somebody just wants to buy five for their kids?
Oh, absolutely. You can pick them up that way. You can pick them
I
up
might give that as a gift. I was just thinking about, better not say too much. People are listening. They'll know what they're getting for Christmas. All right, Ted. Thanks a lot for coming on. 1-800-686-2237. I believe in this. I mean, I never change what I say. I've been saying this for 6 years, and my money's doubled. What about yours? 800-686-2237. They're saying it could hit 800 an ounce. I don't care if it goes down. I'm still going to be buying. We'll be right back to Blitz the News, Blitz the News, Blitz the News.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You know, I got real mad a few segments ago. I'm going to cover the news here in a second. I've just got to say this. The Kelly rushing situation, that's one of many. And you might not want to believe me that a guy put a little sign in his yard saying our judicial system is a joke, and so a local judge saw it, was offended, and didn't even have his name on it, by the way, and had him arrested. And of course, then the judge got in a bunch of trouble because people still knew. This is America, buddy. Are you crazy? This is out in the country. Well, with Kelly rushing, I mean, I even got some of the minutes of the trial. I talked to the judge. They were actually, they weren't saying he threatened the, you know, the cop in some other way. They were saying these videos are anti-law enforcement, anti-cop, and that's threatening to the officer. That's like saying, I don't agree with your view on, you know, what color to paint your car. I find that threatening. I'm taking you to jail. I mean, it's just, it's insane. And thank God the jury said, this is ridiculous. But it, and most cops aren't like that, but it shows a growing mindset. That really did happen. And we've got many other reports like that, and confirmed reports here locally of things like this happening. And I know this. I mean, if I was, he's a nice Christian man, but the former head of the cable company there in Knoxville, Tennessee, they fired him for his political views, for his views about the New World Order, which is public. And I mean, he ought to try to do something about that. Because you know, all these discrimination rules, that is discrimination. But that's a whole other area. It's much, much worse when the police begin thinking, well, this video says something bad about the government. That ain't allowed. What planet are you on? That's all I have to say on that issue. I mean, the hour's late when we start learning this stuff happening all over the place. Well, I mean, take my film, The Road to Tyranny. About 8 minutes of that almost three-hour film is Abby Newman, naval veteran, no criminal record, just a farming wife out there, you know, milking cows, canning food, good lady. Pulled over in a little car, going into town, buying canning equipment. That's why I mentioned the canning. Rockport, Rock Mount, Virginia, state police. We want to search your car. She goes, this is a random checkpoint. You admit I've done nothing wrong. I'm not going to let you search my car. Well, what is in your car? They arrest her. She doesn't resist. They charge her with that. It's on their own squad car video. She didn't resist them. She was found not guilty, by the way, of that, only because they weren't totally evil and didn't erase the tape. A lot of times the cops will erase it and say you did punch them. And they go, what's this, Police State 2000? What's this? They get a little pocket constitution and start going, what is this? What is this? What is it? They're like scared. Aren't you one of them people? That's the oath you swore to, you fool. You're holding what you've sworn to. You know, this is what we look up to. And you're, let's see if one of them freaks. Look at this. Like, oh, you got all kinds of it in here. This may be illegal. Huh? And then and the other cop goes, I don't know. I think she's got a right to have that. Let's have a discussion about it. Is it allowed? I mean, that's how they sound. Is it? I don't know. Am I living in the Soviet Union or America? I guess the Soviet Union. Let's take it to jail. All right. I mean, that's how they are. I'm sick of it. I'm not your slave. I'm allowed to read what I want. I'm allowed to stand up for this country against you and your scumbag, drug-dealing, murdering bosses that are sucking the Pentagon war chest dry. Understand, you work for criminals. Stop judging the world by your views. Look at the facts. All right. I'm done. You can tell I'm a little bit angry today, ladies and gentlemen. Were the levees bombed in New Orleans? Ninth Ward residents give voice to a conspiracy theory. Locals officials suggest levees were intentionally blown. It becomes a strongly held belief by some in the storm zone that the idea of the destruction of New Orleans' heavily poor, heavily black Ninth Ward was neither an accident nor an act of nature. Diane French, also known as Mama D, and the New Orleans citizen community leader, she testifies before the House Select Committee on Hurricane Katrina on Tuesday. And that already, I guess that's next Tuesday. I thought they're demonstrating right now. I was on the front porch. I have witnessed that they bombed the walls of the levee. Boom, 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 Mama D, holding her head high. Mister, I will never forget. Certainly appears to me to be an act of genocide against the ethnic cleansing, Leah Hodges, another New Orleans resident, told the committee. Similar statements, sometimes couched as rumors, have also been voiced by Louis Farrakhan, leader of the Nation of Islam, and director Spike Lee. All right, let's stop right there. You know, I mean, Spike Lee really is a racist, folks. I mean, in his worry of other people being racist towards him, he has become a racist. Really, I've heard comments he's made. I don't appreciate it. But just because he's the spokesman doesn't mean I'm, or just because Louis Farrakhan's talked about white devils and he saw it from the mother wheel and all that, doesn't mean this didn't happen. Okay? I don't know if they had bombs on those levees. I know people that look pretty credible say they saw it, they heard it. There have been cops who say they heard it. There has been a bunch of people that say they heard it or saw it. I mean, boom, boom, you know, these explosions. But that could have been a lot of things. I don't know. Could have been transformers blowing up in the high winds. We don't know. But I do know what we do know. And what adds a little bit of credence to this is that just like they said they'd do, they're going in there, they're going to take those people's property in those areas, and they're going to flood it, and they're talking about making it a lake and making it a green belt and then giving all the other property over to elite corporations to build a bunch of hotels and casinos there. And I've heard them pushing it all over the news just like people said they would, and that's exactly what they're doing. And I know this, FEMA jammed police communications as the hurricane hit. They were jamming communications. Never before done. And they admit it. And during the disaster, they were cutting police lines, cutting down communications towers. Police had to, with guns aimed at them, good police, good Americans, had to aim guns at the terrorist, FEMA. This is mainstream news, and keep them away from it in at least three parishes. Actually caught them sneaking around in commando outfits, sabotaging. Wouldn't let people in to get their friends and family. Wanting, let food sit there for 2 days within feet of the people until they started rioting on purpose. They thought, we need martial law, as Bush said. We need to use the troops and more control because of this. That's what's going on. We know they exacerbated and sabotaged on purpose. So I don't care if they were bombing it or not. That doesn't even matter. I know they sabotaged it. Now they're having to admit, because of emails and memos that have surfaced, they're spinning it. The memos and emails show, we've got to write an article about this, show clearly, they're going, well, there's nothing we can do. It's a disaster, so it's just got to be bad as it can, and we'll get more funds. That's an open admission of guilt. It isn't. FEMA admits that response was broken. That was the AP headline. They knew from day one it was broken, and they just... So see, that's... There it is, folks. I am sullied, suicide before dishonor in occupied Iraq. I cannot support a mission that leads to corruption, human rights abuses, and liars. I am sullied. I came to serve honorably and feel dishonored, death before being dishonored anymore. I wish you'd just quit the military and gone public about this. And the colonel, who had been in special forces all over the world, saw the murder and death of children and much more, and committed suicide. And he had also investigated a lot of other abuses and other things. And it's just really sad. But then the interesting part of the article admits that they admit that the Army has come out and said, look, this is all-time suicide rate. Normally suicide goes down in combat. This is way above any other conflict we've ever had. This is record level. Because people don't like torturing. They don't like killing children. I mean, only a few real sickos, and they're certainly there and enjoying themselves. You got to be either totally sick or you can't do this. See, that's the thing about the evil elite. They like it. That's why they're like from another world, and I mean that figuratively. They're just from a... Remember Bush Sr., just another example of being from another world? Remember Bush Sr. back in the 92 campaign? I mentioned this yesterday, but it's so important. He was in a grocery store. Remember that? And there was a scanner. And he said, what's that? What's that laser? What is that? And he wasn't sure. They're like, Mr. President, that's how we scan food. Scan it. Tell me about it. What is it? See, that's how out of the loop he'd been. And he's not even super high-level elite. Imagine the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. I mean, David Rockefeller's been in a Bilderberg group meeting, and his people forgot enough bottles of the wine he likes, and he has his private jet fly back just to be back in a few hours with the wine he wants by dinner. I mean, that's the world they're from. You mean nothing to them. Continuing here, Patriot Act may be renewed without reforms, Declan McCullough's ZNet News. And it says a frenzy of last-minute negotiations with the Patriot Act conducted behind closed doors as of December 31st expiration date nears has yielded a four-year renewal of the law and no substantial reforms. Senator Arnold Specter, the Pennsylvania Republican, who has been a point person during this year's debate over the fate of the complex controversial law, said Wednesday that he and his compatriots in the House of Representatives have agreed on a deal that would pave the way for the reauthorization of the Patriot Act next week in full with all the goodies and maybe even some stuff added. Military, U.S. military, continues Iraq propaganda operation despite probe. And they engage in domestic propaganda by telling us in press conferences that these news media are all independent in reporting how much they love the occupation because that's what they genuinely believe. So that's propaganda here domestically. The U.S. military is conducting and continuing a controversial information operations, oh, nice word for it, program that paid Iraqi newspapers to run favorable stories even as it investigates the effort, U.S. defense spokesman said Wednesday. General George Casey has named Rear Admiral Van Buskirk to conduct an investigation of the program. Ah. And they say they don't know if there'll be any changes to it. They normally, when they get caught, double the funding. I don't know why. It's just a rule. They double the funding. So I predict in a month or two we'll hear of a doubling in funding. That'll be how they fix it. Lying is good. Lying to you. It's like the new NBC anchor said, we lie to you all the time. It's not a problem, fake news. It's freedom. Air marshals pull guns to passengers' heads. Probe after Miami airport killing. BBC today reports that this isn't the first time they pull guns and put them on people's heads. And, of course, he was having a Prozac moment and going nuts. They shot the guy in the back. And a lot of evidence looks like that he was just, saying, I don't have a bomb. Here's an article out of the Village Voice today. Open and shut. 4 years later, we still have 10 big questions. And they go through the 10 questions. Where was the National Command Authority? On stand down, that's admitted. That was 2 months before, given over to Rumsfeld alone. They took the power away under vice presidential order. Who gave, by the way, that was the law since 47, and they changed it 2 months before. Number two, who gave the order to try to shoot down the planes? Well, that was done after things didn't go quite right with Flight 93. We know that. What exactly were all those firefighters doing in the towers? Did anyone think the towers would collapse? Why was Giuliani's command bunker at Ground Zero? Why did WTC-7 fall? How did the Twin Towers fall? What exactly did Zacharias Moussaoui plan to do? What's on those blanked out pages? These aren't the questions to ask. Ask the 10 real questions. Why did the White House call Mayor Willie Brown, Zach, and, what's the name of the famous writer over there? Salman Rushdie in England, Ashcroft, all of them, but specifically Willie Brown. Why did they call him and say, don't fly on that plane to New York tomorrow morning, it's too dangerous? Why did some of the Joint Chiefs of Staff cancel a flight from D.C. to New York that morning and tell MSNBC, it was for security reasons? Showing they weren't even involved. Clearly Myers was. How did Northcom and at that time, NORAD. Continuing, breaking, military will request $100 billion for Iraq war next year. Congressman Murtha reveals, and that's $100 billion on top of other spending that's already been funded for next year. And now they've got Dean and other people out going, well, I guess we need to stay there, but what's our main strategy? And Hillary talking about the war and how good it is, and Lieberman, how valiant Bush is. It's all staged. NATO agrees to expand Afghan role. Again, after we're done looking bad, they move in as the global bosses. Bin Laden claim is old video. Again, they keep recycling the same video, and the news says for a few days it's real, he's going to get you. And then later they admit, it was old video. They knew it all along, just like the fat Bin Laden and the fake Bin Laden and just all of it. Continuing with the news here for you, U.S. satellites outnumber rest of the world's satellites combined. And we think, those are our satellites. Those are the globalist satellites. No one will be as enslaved as those in the empire. Lawsuit seeks to stop police surveillance, and these are going all over the country. AP, a civil rights group citing the First Amendment yesterday, asked a judge to stop the police department from routinely videotaping political demonstrations. Folks, I've been to land use, Second Amendment rallies, liberal rallies. They're always, a lot of times, troops, regular army, they're taking photos. And the New York Civil Liberties Union said papers filed in U.S. District Court in Manhattan that the police department, I photograph these guys, I've taken pictures of us, that's in martial law, adopted a regulation on September 10th claiming it may photograph and videotape all political activity in the city without restriction. Well, what do you think terrorist criminals do? The surveillance was noted by participants in a protest of the 2004 Republican National Convention. Oh, yeah. Especially those who wanted to exercise their First Amendment rights anonymously, said Arthur Eisenberg, a lawyer for the group. Well, it's a chilling effect. I mean, I had a march right up to me. Troops march right up. I had plainclothes guys march right up, aim the big 35mm, the big digital camera. Photos, video, and I took, I love this country. You're the people that got to hide. I put you all over the internet. And I've had troops march right up to me and go, don't you ever put me on the internet again. Hey, you secret police scumbag, violating federal law, get out of my face, you crook. Because when the military does that, it's criminal. You scum. You are. You're just scum. You're no better than Nazis. This has a, oh, by the way, look at all the prominent people saying the same thing I'm saying. It's over for you. You can nuke whatever you want, release whatever you want. We've already got you exposed. Go ahead, do it. Go ahead. You want to play chicken? This has a wide impact on the common citizen exercising fundamental constitutional rights. The city law department said it had received the legal papers and was evaluating them. Well, we're the law department. We just say it's okay. How are they, what does it matter what they say? They work for the same people. Oh, man. I remember before 9/11, we'd be out of the land rights thing just exposing smart growth, and there'd be guys in suits on top of buildings with gigantic lenses like you see in National Geographic, you know, four-foot lenses taking pictures of us and smiling and waving. But you know what? We'd aim those cameras at them, and they'd run. And we'd put their big fat heads on TV. Your big fat heads. You scum. I'm sorry. I'm really getting mad today. It's just, I mean, I love this country. What's wrong with you idiots who are out here doing this?
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Arnold Schwarzenegger had some heart problems. Yeah, steroids really enlarge your heart. And so he was in the hospital, but he's okay now. Good. I'm really glad. We really need him. He's a great American from Austria who wants to take over our country and be a dictator. And interest grows in Homeland Security. I could have spent all day on this. This is AP out of Colorado Springs. Keeping America safe isn't just the government's job. It's a citizen's mission, too. According to the Department of Homeland Security, the Citizen Corps. And then it gets into the article where, well, there's not, you know, we're not just going to fight terror. We're going to fight crime now and be under the military. And see, notice it's always, we're going to fight terrorists because they're everywhere. Everybody tattle on the terrorists. And your neighbors, too, are they arguing with each other? By family violence, report them. Again, it's just Nazi Germany, tattletale, snitch land. But it's to fight Al-Qaeda and marijuana smokers. Big, long article. In fact, I'm leaving this right here on the top of the stack. Tomorrow, I'm going to spend some time on this. Mao more lethal than Hitler and Stalin. I want to know why there are Mao restaurants all over the U.S. and England praising him, put out by degenerate yuppies. And here's one, DVLA sells your data to criminals. This is out of England. And it says that the government, here it is, the government is selling the names and home addresses of motorists on its driver's database to convicted criminals. A Mail and Sunday investigation has revealed. And it says that massive identity fraud and problems, and the government did it. Yeah, I know. It's the same thing here. I see these every 2 days. Bank of America gave 3 million names to a giant criminal organization that engaged in mass fraud. The answer is cashless society. Oh, that's what caused it. But again, you don't ever hear about this. It's in a news item here, a news item there. We come across this. I'm out of time. Ian in New York. Ian, thanks for holding. Go ahead. Or maybe Ian didn't hold. Maybe Ian punched out and escaped. You know what? We'll go to Wolfgang, but we're almost out of time. Wolfgang in Minnesota. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir. Go ahead. We're almost out of time.
Yeah, I put up 6 vodcast channels on my site, inyourface.tv, and anybody listening can upload whatever material that's pertinent to that site.
Well, that's a good website name. Is that just inyourface.tv?
Inyourface.tv.
Well, that is really exciting, Wolfgang. You keep it up. What else is on your mind?
I love your program. I don't call in very often because I know you got a lot of stuff to talk about, so I'm busy out here fighting the info war right along with you guys.
Wolfgang, it's getting crazier even faster than I thought it would. Are you amazed by all the just craziness?
Oh, it's like I'm living in Nazi Germany Twilight Zone. I can't believe it. We got to do something to turn this around. So
and it's accelerating so fast.
Well, we can fight him. I put up 6 vodcast channels on my site. Anybody can upload whatever kind of pertinent material they want to. We got to accelerate the attack on them.
Listen, they're moving fast because we're kicking their hind end.
That's right.
And folks, I'm not just saying that. I mean, listen, again, it's like selling snow cones in hell.
Right.
I mean, it is not hard doing what we do.
I'm listening on KCXL here in Kansas City, Liberty, Missouri.
I'm sorry, I saw MI. I thought that was Minnesota.
Nope, Missouri.
All right, well, KCXL is great. We appreciate them. Appreciate it. Take care. And I'm so busy. KCXL has been trying to buy my videos in bulk to sell them in their great bookstore. And if you guys want to call me, I always mean to call them. I'm so busy. Anybody can call us for bulk orders at 512-291-5750. Be sure and visit the KCXL bookstore. Thanks, Wolfgang. Because that makes me think of that. You know, how for months they nicely call, can we buy some videos? Can we get some videos? Can we? And I'm like, yeah. But they call my house because that's the only number they have, not my office. So it goes in the black hole. People need to call my office. And I got about 3 people on hold that want to talk to me. So I'll try to do that. It's just crazy how much I work, folks. So I'm sorry if I don't serve all of you properly. Take care. God bless.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.